This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to take some time this week to talk about infrastructure, how we get around and how we get our electricity and how we get our water and our goods and our services, all the stuff that an economy pretty much has to have. But it is stuff that in this country keeps on breaking. So some stories this week to explain why that stuff keeps on breaking and what's at stake if we don't fix it in a series called The Weak Link. Starting us off, arguably the biggest infrastructure project in the history of man, the American highway system, more than 200,000 miles of freeways and bridges and a whole lot of concrete. And that, in a way, is its weak link, how big it is. Because now that infrastructure is breaking. It's falling down in some cases, costing us billions of dollars. And we pretty much have to keep on fixing it, even though a highway or a bridge might still be inadequate even after we've spent all the money. So, Marketplace's Adam Allington gets us going with the story of a New Jersey landmark.
Back in 1932, America was still suffering through the Great Depression, and our love affair with cars was just starting. And it was right here, about 5 miles from downtown Manhattan, just north of Newark, New Jersey, the Pulaski Skyway became our nation's first superhighway, a 3.5-mile raised roadway running over the top of the Meadowlands Industrial Area.
Even if you've never heard of the Pulaski, you've probably seen it. The Skyway looms in the background during the opening credits of The Sopranos. Back in the early 1930s, the only people who even knew how to build something this big were railroad engineers, which is exactly what the Skyway looks like, a 3.5-mile railroad bridge. Iron trusses, rivets, cantilevers. It's also 80 years old and falling apart.
There were pieces of steel that literally looked like Swiss cheese. The holes in it were bigger than your head.
Stephen Shapiro is director of communications for the New Jersey Department of Transportation. We're standing on the Skyway where workers are completing a 2-year, $1.2 billion rehabilitation of the Pulaski's concrete deck and steel cross braces.
The steel just flakes off. You can go to it and just peel a piece of steel off because it's rusted, deteriorated, and that's why it's being redone.
The Skyway is bound by Newark Airport on one end and the Holland Tunnel on the other. In between are continuous factories, warehouses, rail yards, as well as the ports of Newark and Elizabeth. It's some of the most built-up infrastructure anywhere. The Skyway carries some 70,000 cars a day. No trucks, though. Trucks were banned only 2 years after the Skyway opened because its narrow lanes and steep off-ramps were too dangerous. Inadequate then and today. In infrastructure terms, the Pulaski is what's called functionally obsolete, meaning it doesn't meet modern design standards. And all the money being spent to fix it up won't change that, but Shapiro says it's not like they could just knock it down and start over.
We don't have the space to build out new highways like they can do in states like Texas or the Midwest, or where they can just build more lanes. We can't do that here. We have to work with what we've got.
In other words, having built it, we're locked in. It's a system of diminishing returns where we spend more money to fix old infrastructure that delivers less than optimal results and adds hours to commutes.
My name is Brian Higgins. I live in Hoboken, New Jersey, and my daily commute is from Hoboken to Newark.
Normally, Higgins would take the Pulaski Skyway, but the northbound lanes are closed for construction. Today, he and I are driving his alternate route home, which can easily double or triple his driving time.
Going home is where there's issues, especially as they continue to do construction on this route we're taking home now. So you run into other delays, and we're looking at what goes from roughly a 35-minute commute. It puts it at an hour and 15 minutes easily.
Higgins' commute underscores a key point about highways in America, that even in places as urbanized as northern Jersey with public transit options available, most people still drive to work.
In this region, only 4 out of 5 people actually drive to work. Most of the people that are commuting are driving automobiles. In New Jersey, it's over 90%.
Richard Barone is director of transportation for the Regional Plan Association, a policy group based in New York City. He says this situation is true among urban areas all across the country, let alone non-urban areas. Cars are still the way people get to work. But that can't go on forever. Barone says there just isn't enough money to maintain everything we've built, and priority should be given to infrastructure that gives us the most return on our investment. And that may mean fewer highways.
We're entering a phase where, you know, we have to make tough decisions, right? And the idea of removing a link from a network, especially on a highway network, is very unpopular.
Barone says the golden age of freeway building is over. They just cost too much, and as soon as they're built, they start breaking down, which is where we are today. Richard Puentes is director of the Brookings Institution's Metropolitan Policy Program.
It's just reached the end of its useful life. A lot of it was just engineered to last for a certain number of decades to accommodate a certain number of drivers. We've blown way past a lot of those indicators in some areas.
Puentes says we'll never be able to build our way out of our infrastructure problem. And even if we did have enough money to fix everything, we'd still have gridlock, dangerous roads, and wasted economic opportunities. So how to change that? Well, for starters, we might think about the future of our highways as being driven by trucks.
We move an enormous amount of goods in this country, 77% of which cross state lines, which is really the definition of interstate commerce.
Puentes says the rapid growth of the Amazon-style e-commerce economy and the prospect of technology that includes, among other things, driverless trucks, mean freight may soon compete for a greater share of the roadway.
And so when we think about, you know, how this nation has grown in the past and the role of the interstates, maybe the new era is really going to be a lot around freight and good movement.
Many of those goods arrive here by boat and are then unloaded at New Jersey shipping terminals.
We see a 3-5% growth every year.
Jeff Bader is the president of the Association of Bi-State Motor Carriers. Much of that freight, he says, is being funneled onto roadways that weren't designed with trucks in mind.
I mean, we have trucks that are 53-foot, 54-foot long that cannot accommodate some of the roadways to make the turns.
And remember, the Pulaski can't carry any trucks at all. Even when freight can be moved by rail, Bader says that last mile will always involve trucks, and the money being spent on the Skyway, the biggest infrastructure project in the state of New Jersey, should have been put toward infrastructure that's more critical to the regional economy.
This putting billions of dollars into it now to make it more and more roadworthy for commuter vehicles. You look down underneath the Pulaski Skyway, the truck route 109, which is the sister bridge to it, is antiquated. It needs to be modernized and upgraded, too.
The Port of New York and New Jersey is spending $6 billion to improve its harbor and shipping terminals ahead of the completion of the Panama Canal expansion next spring. That's when so-called supercargo ships will start delivering even more containers, with more and more jobs relying on outdated infrastructure. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
We'd love for you to be part of this series with us and help us report on infrastructure where you live and work. We've teamed up with Waze, the navigation app, to do some stuff. Here's how it works. You download the app, you tap the report icon down in the lower right corner. You tell us about infrastructure issues where you live using the hashtag weeklink, and we will put all your reports on a map on marketplace.org. We can all check it out. Also, we're going to have those instructions on the website as well.